Emergencies and disasters. Emergencies and disasters can happen anywhere and anytime. They can happen quickly and without any warning. A few examples of emergencies and disasters include severe storms, blizzards, tornadoes, hurricanes, etc., fires, house fires, building fires, wildfires, etc., earthquakes, floods, droughts, extensive power outages, severe heat waves, chemical spills, pandemics. Planning for emergencies and disasters is an important part of taking care of yourself and those around you. Having an emergency preparedness plan, emergency supply kit, and a support network can reduce the fear and anxiety that accompany emergencies and disasters. There are ways to prepare, such as making an emergency plan, putting together an emergency supply kit, and putting together a group of people who can be your support team. Your support network can include family, friends, neighbors, caregivers, coworkers, and other people that you know and trust that are willing to help you. If you are unsure if you are experiencing an emergency or need help preparing for an emergency, ask a responsible adult who you trust or a local emergency responder. We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely or at any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to any person's actions taken or not taken based upon any or all of the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by an Inclusive Healthy Communities grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Services.